Yeah. Yo, yo, what's up? This is Bounty Killer, Jamaica Most Wanted. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I tune into CKUT 90.3 FM. Radio McGill, program to play music, not to kill. Now the mercy. Yeah,
yeah.
Now
the mercy.
Believe the hype. Indeed, this is the TNG show. You are listening to G, and this is CKUT 90.3. And it is a Monday, and the time is 1:33. And do you think it's still raining out there, Pat? It could be. I'm sure it's drizzling at any rate. Probably not outside anyways. Heard a lot of quite pumping tunes, I think it's fair to say there, on the drum and bass tip. Fresh as a spring day. No doubt. New York and Soul off the top. It's All Right, I Feel It. They were just signed to Talkin' Loud for what I'm sure was a most impressive sum of money. Talkin' Loud, the UK subsidiary. I'm not sure what major label they're associated with. They're run by a guy named Giles Peterson. They had acts like Galliano and others in the 80s and have signed up a few contemporary talents these days, including Ronnie Size, who provided that remix of the New York and Soul track. Polygram it is. Okay, there. At any rate, that got things going. Dillinger, a track not listed as a Dillinger track, but no question, on Chronic 13, a sub-label of the Mighty V Recordings, but which is released in much smaller quantities. But Dillinger, the track called Day and Night on Chronic 13. Scorpio in there, the third tune, Lie. Good song, Ronnie Size. New Forms, the Crust remix, again on Talkin' Loud. And then the final track you heard there was Ed Rush, Technology, the Boomerang remix. Some big names in drum and bass, of course. You can get all these fine items at your nearby record shop. Whatever, all this stuff I picked up in the last week or 10 days at my own shop. And, of course, there's tons of shops to choose from these days in the city of Montreal. There's ours, there's Disky Vell, there's Noise on Pine, on DNA, of course, on Pine, just opened recently. There's, Inbeat, The Bunker, Taboo, all kinds of other shops going on, so ever competitive in the world of Montreal, as always. Feel free to visit one of them. All right. This weekend, big party, Megabyte, it was called. I'm sure many of you caught the poster and/or the flyer for it. A big old bash, no question. I think I'd say about 1,800, Raven Lunatics showed up at the McConnell Arena, which is just close to where we broadcast from now, to rave into the dawn, and it's pretty amusing. I think Darren Price, Kevin Sanderson, some of the major names that played Hardfloor, of course, did a live PA. A couple of acts didn't show up for anyone who was train spotting. Curtis Mantronic and David Holmes were not there. I'm not even sure about this. At any rate, they were not there. But nonetheless, a big old production was to be had, and all due respects going out to the mighty Channel Productions and our good friends K and N, who really outdid themselves this time. And even, Channel, I mean, it's been quite a legacy and quite a short period of time, and just a string of parties that will undoubtedly set the standard for all other events that will ever happen in the city. Struck with a big, big production on Saturday night, as we were obviously going on about all kinds of inflatable stuff, lights, pretty good space, although, sound in an arena is always a bit tricky for everyone, DJs included, but really just quite an exceptional party. I along with my good friend of mine, Sace One, and Wig played in the morning at about 8 o'clock. We went on and sort of changed the tempo a bit, had a great time, but all shouts to everyone. It was an excellent party, and I think people really showed a lot of legs. They really, really gave it. So shouts to everyone, all due respects for turning up and boogieing till the morning. I'd like to give a shout out to the Sace One, to the Notorious W.I.G., to Paul Life, to Kim, and of course to Rob Patterson for giving us a buzz, reminding us that it's reminding me and, you know, let's give a free plug here. It's the International Beer Festival this week in Old Montreal. So for all of you amateurs of the mighty brew, you're going to want to come and check it out. We've got plenty of more tunes, so let's get down to business. And this is another big one. The man is Ronnie Size once again on the on his newly signed imprint, the Represent series on Talkin' Loud. This is Ronnie Size. Track, you know, I wasn't crazy about the original, though. You certainly well done. I wasn't crazy about the vocal, and I'm not necessarily even crazy about the vocal in the remix. But there's definitely an edge to this that that takes it from into the realms of the slamming, the Groove Rider remix of Ronnie Size. Talking Loud, the Represent series, available at all fine record stores near you. Let's give it a go. The number to call is 398-4616.
Don't you know me? Yeah. Check it out, Canada. This is the doctor.
Yo, this is Slim Kid.
And this is Fat Lip.
This is Imani.
This is the Far Side.
That's who we are.
Yo, check it out. We're just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Imani, what station are we on?
CKUT
90.3
FM.
Cooler.
Yes, yes. Three more banging tunes for you there. Share the Fall, Ronnie Size, Dillinger, Unexplored Terrain, and Ray Keith, The Reckoning. First, I'm talking about the last two from the latest V Classics collection. You are listening to CKUT 90.3. This is the Tegan Gannat Show. I am Gannat. The time is about 6 minutes to two, approximately. And we are nearly halfway through the fun-filled show. Shout to everyone who's called so far. Give us a ring. Feel free. The number 398-4616. Phone's right beside me. Love to have a chat about, the future of human civilization and all this kind of stuff. What can I say? Plenty more up later. Cold Cut, two versions of Beats and Pieces, the track which originally launched the career of these guys. I know, I think we played it even a couple of weeks ago. We got a couple mixes that we want to drop for you this time on a forthcoming 12-inch. Actually, it's a super limited test pressing thing, I think. Might not... Which brings me to the point which I was going to say might not come out necessarily. I'm not sure what the status with the Beats and Pieces track is. I think it might just be a test press. But Mr. Koala, the Mighty Kid Koala, has his 10-inch comes out this week, his promotional 10-inch, that is to say. Will be out on Ninja Tune this week. It is called Scratch Happy Land, and it is the tape that Mr. Koala did on 10-inch vinyl. You're going to want to look at any fine record shop for that item this week. Canadian release is extremely limited. I think Montreal will probably get a good share of those. But if you get a chance to grab Eric's 12, do so. And that'll be his first official release on Ninja Tune. So definitely something to have. Blah, blah, blah. It all continues. We've got plenty of big tracks tonight left to come. Some bit of a hip-hop mix-a-thon a little later on, etc., etc. But... I know it's been a little while since we played any music by any local folks. I've been nagging some people for a bit. Always remember, feel free if you got any tunes that you figure are decent enough to actually leave the bedroom and maybe, hell, be played on the airwaves of Montreal, and feel free to slide me a tape. I can be reached often at the record shop where I work, Discavel. Or I can be things can be left at the boxes of the various show hosts here at the CKUT station. The address is 1647 at University. Always feel free to do that. This is a track by a pretty good friend of mine. Happens to live with me. His name is the Sace One, Mighty Matt. This is a pretty damn good track. I mean, you know, it might not be the gonna be, it's a work in progress. It's not gonna be, you know, it's not gonna sound like a, you know, a Ronnie Size opus or anything, but a lot of good tunes to come. Obviously, Aaron and Oliver's record came out on Basement under the name Dune. I think Tiga had them on the show last week. Jordan Dare, 3D, some others, Switch, a bunch of people are pumping out tracks. Sace One is one of them. Here is a tune by him, Sace One, that is no name, just a work in progress, but one of only many that will start coming out of Montreal as we roll this way into summertime. The number is 398-4616. This is music from around these parts. The man is the Sace One. Give us a call.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Did I screw up?
The mark of time!
CKUT is developed.
developing its own radio archive for the preservation and distribution of CKUT's Out of This World programming. This archive is going to offer an online service providing digitalized and alternative information, all accessible through the CKUT homepage. Currently, CKUT is looking for submissions and volunteers. So, if you have an interview, taped concert, or any broadcast material that you would like saved for posterity, or if you're interested in radio, the internet, and alternative news sources, we need you.
Get on it.
So please contact CKUT station manager Adrian Harrowood at 398-6788. The CKUT archive is supported by the McGill University Center for Research of Canadian Industries and Institutions. Contribute your past to our future.
I'm Martavan.
Oh, yeah. Big up. That was the Stace One, Montreal drum and bass talent. One of the many, many names will undoubtedly surface in the near future as forces to be reckoned with, and not just in these parts. Wicked stuff. What can I say? Great to hear. This next tune is about one of the most well-done pieces of contemporary soul that you could possibly come up with. Just a brilliant, brilliant track. His name is Ronnie Size. Her name is Bahamadia. Together, they've come up with a wicked tune, New Forms, Talking Loud, and available in all fine record shops near you. Check this out. What a job on this one. Ronnie Size and Bahamadia. Yeah.
Introduction, fluctuating the vocalization at warp speed. He, style with this style of rhythm, produce loose. Little bit chill, sure to receive screens of encores for I-class tour, pleasure. In the form of freestyle, one style for the non-pound, etc. Measured all contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome of it, mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA, throw pink kisses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC. Pleasure in the form of freestyle, one foul with a non-pound, etc. Measured all contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA throw pinch kisses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC. Like pendulum, your soul mumble maximum. You got the ha, plus high for the next ever. Proper introduction, fluctuating the vocalization at warp speed. Style with this child of rhythm produce loose. Little bit chill, sure to receive screens of encores for I-class tour pleasure. In the form of freestyle, one foul with a non-pound, etc. Measured all contents against the best concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine is ageless and yours is senseless. Kids from the UK to LA throw pinch kisses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC.
So high.
form to form, form two forms of mood for you to move on into millennium. Live swing like pendulum, pure soul minimum maximum. You got me ha, plus high for the next ever. Proper introduction, fluctuating the vocal, I think in a warp speed. Style with this child of rhythm produced loose. Bit of a cure, sure to receive screens of encores for I-class tour, pleasure. In the form of freestyle, on south the non-pound, etc. Let's dull contents against the death concoction of catchy phrases. The outcome is that mine just ain't living yours is senseless. Kiss from the UK to LA, so quick kisses at me. Bahama DD, epitome of MC. Proper. Yeah. You got me ha.
Yes. Oh, geez, the phone's ringing, oh, my Lord. In case the call regards who or what was that track, we just heard Ronnie Size and Muhammad Dia, New Forms on Talkin' Loud. What a smoking tune. Very, very good job. Look, the phone's ringing. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to answer it. This is a hype track. I think I even played this a couple weeks ago, but one of those tracks that, well, quite frankly, it deserves, after years of being just a rarity and a rare bomb, it's kind of, I think, still pretty much a rare bomb, but there are a few copies floating around these days, forthcoming off of their full-length album, set to be released in September, The Mighty Cold Cut, Jonathan Moore and Matt Black, of course, the heads of Ninja Tune, or the owners, or co-owners, whatever. Classic piece that they put together years and years ago. I'm going to play the original, the Daddy Rips It Up mix, which is Matt's mix of the tune, and then a recent live remix, basically, that will be getting full release in a couple of weeks, I believe, or at least pretty damn soon. The beats and pieces, it was a live remix done on the west coast of the tour in the wintertime, and it was Strictly Kev, Kid Koala, and Ollie the Herbalizer, pressed on vinyl, coming out shortly. But this is the original to kick things off, The Mighty Cold Cut, and you are listening to CKUT 91.3, the number to call, 398-4616, and we'll be back.
not give him. I haven't used it.
As determined that the sounds were about to end can be devastating to your ear.
Honey, I
Bye.
My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning.
Morning.